This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. Two teenagers have been charged in separate murder cases. Registered racehorses from the Barbados Turf Club are cleared to return to Pebbles Beach. Transport owners seeking clarity on government's mass transit authority plans. Chairman of the Pan-African Coalition calls for the Caribbean to remain a zone of peace amid rising tensions. And a fire at a ski resort in Switzerland kills 40 people and injured over 100 others. Good morning. I'm Carol Toppin. Two teenagers have been charged in separate murders. 16-year-old Malik Isaiah Blackman of 4th Avenue, Park Road, Bush Hall, St. Michael, has been arrested and charged with the murder of Andy Arthur, who died following an altercation outside a business establishment along 3rd Avenue, Station Hill, St. Michael, on December 21st. Meanwhile, 17-year-old Ade Xavier Scott of Military Road, Bush Hall, St. Michael, has also been arrested and charged with the murder of Timothy Trotman, who was fatally stabbed at Bush Hall, St. Michael, on December 22nd. Both Blackman and Scott are scheduled to appear in the District A Criminal Court today. Permission has been granted for registered horses from the Barbados Turf Club to resume activity at Pebbles Beach. The move follows recent enforcement action by the National Conservation Commission, which restricted the use of the beach after concerns about unauthorized individuals offering commercial horse rides and charging the public. In a memo to Turf Club members, strict conditions were outlined, including licensed horse handlers prohibited from allowing members of the public to mount or ride any registered racehorse, and under no circumstances should payment be requested for photographs. Chief Executive Officer of the Barbados Turf Club, Rosette Pierce, has welcomed the decision while cautioning members to strictly following the guidelines.
But I do want to stress that the issues that led to the permission being withdrawn did not stem from Turf Club licensees. And I would hope that going forward, our licensees would be cognizant of the privilege that has been afforded to us and keep away from the persons that led to this problem in the first place. All of our licensees have in their possessions BTC identification, which they can produce when called upon to do so.
She's calling on members of the public to play a role in mitigating the illegal activity.
I know sometimes in life we want what we want, and interacting with racehorses is obviously desirable to some people, but at the same time we do have to be careful how we approach others and what we engage in. So it requires a level of cooperation from both ends.
Chief Executive Officer of the Barbados Turf Club, Rosette Pierce. As the new year begins, the Association of Public Transport Owners is calling for decisive action to improve safety, accountability, and modernization within the sector. Chairman of the association, Anwar Nana, says a key priority moving forward is a significant reduction in serious road accidents involving public transport. He's also urging authorities to move swiftly on the introduction of a cashless system, stressing that modernizing the payment process would bring greater efficiency to the public transport.
Going forward, we'd like to see discipline on our road from our employees, our drivers, our conductors, and general road users. We'd like to see a fast, fast improvement in the discipline and the behaviors on the road. We'd also like less prevalence of major accidents where loss of life and limb, serious decline in that, or actually none at all. We would also like to see the implementation of the demerit point system going forward. It is on the book, it has been legislated, but it's not implemented. That would also have a great way in curbing some of the discipline on the road. We would also like to see the legislation and implementation of the cashless system, the cashless collection system for our buses as soon as possible.
Mr. Nana also raised concern about the lack of information being shared with transport owners on government's proposed mass transit authority plans.
We would also like the authorities to inform us on the proposed mass transit authority. As organizations representing owners, both APTO and AOPT, we have very, very little information on the Mass Transit Authority, if any at all. There's none at all on the Mass Transit Authority. We've just been told that there's a Mass Transit and there's no information available to us. We know just as much as the general public.
Chairman of the Association of Public Transport Owners, Anwar Nana. Chairperson of the Pan-African Coalition of Organizations, Reverend Ofra Wells, is urging CARICOM to reaffirm the region as a zone of peace amid growing concerns over tensions between Venezuela and the United States. Reverend Wells made the comments on the sidelines of the Kwanzaa Imani program at the Israel Lovell Foundation. He warned that current global developments point to renewed attempts by powerful nations to exert influence and divide Caribbean states.
The Caribbean was won through blood and sacrifice. We gained our independence from that. And now we are seeing a repetition of the same attempts to recolonize and divide the Caribbean by superpowers. And we are saying at this point in time, the Caribbean must be a zone of peace. The Caribbean must be sovereign territories whereby we can choose our alliances. Our fathers of independence found it fitting to form alliances with Cuba. And we too will find it fitting to form alliances not only with Cuba, but with Venezuela. We will no longer accept the bullying that is trying to divide the Caribbean. As America has clearly stated, there are no permanent friends, only permanent interests. Will all of us become mini Puerto Ricos? No.
Chairperson of the Pan-African Coalition of Organizations, Reverend Ofra Wells. The new year began with the cries of three baby boys, all born to different mothers, at the Queen Elizabeth Hospital. Among them was the first baby of 2026, delivered at 3:39 a.m. to first-time mother Kiara Goodridge. She described the experience as overwhelming, but says it is a blessing for her and her family. Meantime, Amanda Boyce, who also delivered a baby boy at the start of the new year, said it was a surprise but a blessing, as he was due on January 10th.
Yeah, experience was good. Not much pain. And he's a blessing. Wasn't looking far for him to come on the first, but he did came on the first. And also, he's a big baby. 8 pounds, 9 ounces. A little chubby. This is my fifth. 2 girls, 3 boys. I feel happy. I gave God thanks. As I say, he's a blessing.
Amanda Boyce, mother of one of three babies born on New Year's Day. And police have said around 40 people have died after a fire ripped through a bar in a ski resort in southern Switzerland. A further 115 people are injured, many of them severely. The fire occurred around 1:30 a.m. during New Year celebrations in a bar called Le Constellation in Crans, Montana. Officials investigating the incident have not confirmed any cause, but categorically ruled out an attack. People from multiple countries have been affected, and Regional Police Commander Friedrich Giesler said the priority in the coming days is to identify those who have died so that their bodies can be returned rapidly to their families. Recapping the headlines. Two teenagers have been charged in separate murder cases. They are 16-year-old Malik Isaiah Blackman and 17-year-old Ade Xavier Scott. Registered racehorses from the Barbados Turf Club are clear to return to Pebbles Beach. Transport owners seeking clarity on government's Mass Transit Authority plans. Chairman of the Pan-African Coalition calls for the Caribbean to remain a zone of peace amid rising tensions. And a fire at a ski resort in Switzerland kills 40 people and injured over 100 others. And that was the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. For breaking news, follow the Starcom Network News channel on WhatsApp. Also follow Starcom Network News on Instagram and our website at starcomnetwork.net for updates. More news coming your way at 8:30. I'm Carol Taupin. Good morning.